Peifav Amad Aleph at the Gemara. We just had a Mishnah that told us two very interesting pieces of information with eating the Pesach. One, that one is allowed to be with one Pesach in two separate groups. That's allowed. The same Pesach, they're not even allowed to turn their backs to each other. That's allowed. But you're not allowed to eat it in two different places. So if you eat it in one place, if you start eating the Pesach in one place, and then you want to go to the other place, even though it's the same Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the Pesach, Korban Pesach, in two places, but you're allowed to split up into two groups. So the Gemara says, Matnitin Mani, who is our Mishnah? Rebbe Yehuda. We're going to find a Machloket Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon on this matter. He, the Tanya. It says, Alabati Mashay Yahlu Oto Behem. Alabati Mashay Yahlu, plural, they ate Oto, it. So they ate it, but many people, many groups ate it. So you could see it split up into two groups. So we see that the Pesach can be eaten in two groups. You might think that it'd be able to eat in two different places, meaning you were kavei in one place and now you want to go to another place. In one house it should be eaten. One house meaning in one location, one place it should be eaten. From here, Amu, they say very interesting then. Hashamish. Now you can only eat it in one place. Wherever you start, that's where you have to eat it. Yamu Hashamish Yochel Kedayitz Pas Bitzara Tenor. When the Shamish, as Rashi mentioned, this is what's called mindless eating. He's preparing the food and he's by the Tenor and he takes a Kedayit and he pops it in his mouth as he's preparing. It happens, right? Even a Korban Pesach. So do you know what he just did? He was Koveya, his place, by the Tenor. So if he wants to eat any more Pesach, he can't move over here. So Mekan, from over here, Amru Hashem Shachal Kizai Bitzara Tenor, Ipokeachu. If he's smart, you know what he'd do? Mamali Krisam Yimeno. He just eat as much as he can right there. Because once he moves away from there, it's considered two places. The Imar's not that he can always go back, but that's where he should eat. V'imatsu b'nei ha'chabor l'asoti motova. And if his group that he's with wants to do him a favor, boyin v'yashin b'tzano, they should go and sit next to him by the Tenor, and now he could have a proper suitor with everybody else. That's all Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda holds two things. One, you're allowed to take one Pesach and eat it and break up into two groups. You're allowed to turn your backs with each other. That's not a problem. The problem is eating it in two different places. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the opposite. Alabati Mishay Yachlu Otobehem, Milamit Shahokal Okal Bishtei Makomos. It's going on the batim they're done for the Pesach. You could eat it in two different places. Meaning, if I was Kovei in one place, I could walk to the other place and eat it. Yachal Yenechal Bishtei Chaborot. You might think that you could eat it in two different Chaborot. Tamad Lomer Babayit Echad. One grouping, Yachal, you should eat it. Ah, but Mike and Mufati, what are they arguing on over here? It seems like Rebbe Yehuda had clear psukim. Now this is a very interesting machloket that we have in Shas. It's really the main sugya from the beginning of Sanhedrin. Rebbe Yehuda sover yesh aim lemesor, Rebbe Shimon sover yesh aim lemikra. There's a machloket. Sometimes a pasuk. We can do a lot of interesting things with a pasuk. There's a way that it's written within the kudot, but there's another way to read the pasuk that sits, that follows more in line with the Mesorah. For example, the word Ye'achel, Bevayit Echad Ye'achel is written, meaning the Ye'achel is going on the Pesach and not on the person. In one house, it should be eaten, meaning it should be eaten in one place. Or do you read it, Bevayit Echad Ye'achel, you eat it, the person should eat it. So there's a conflicting idea over here. This could be two ways, even though it's written. We have the way it's written. But this is what's called Yesh'eim L'Mesorah. Do we go after the Mesorah of Yesh'eim L'Mikra, or the way that it's written? See, which one is the Ikra? So I'll just speak it out, and then we'll see the Rashi's inside, which I think is the easiest way to do it. So, if you're going to read it, B'Bayit Echad Ye'achel, with the Nekuda, that way it's on the Korban Pesach itself. In one house, it should be written. That's Ein LaMikra. That's the way to read it. And the Pesach's beaten in one house, one chabor, and that would be Rabbi Shimon. If you're going to read it according to the Masorah, that it's B'bayit Echad Yochal, it's on the Adam, the person should eat it. He should eat it in one place and not in two places. But two chaboras can eat it in one place. So we have over here a machloka. Rabbi Yehuda says you could have two groups broken up, but in one place. While Rabbi Shimon says you could only have one chabor, but it could be in two different places. Let's see Rashi now inside. It's mashma two people because yechlu they eat it. Pesach echad b'shtei batim. Tiksiv yachlu shnayim also chad. That's Pesach b'bayit shnayim. Pesach one Pesach in two houses doesn't mean two houses, means in two places. Yachal ye adam echad ochal b'shnei makomot. You think that it'd be two places? Could call b'shnei chedarim, two different rooms, or b'shtei chaborah. He holds that the Iker Drosha is after the Masorah. Lekamam. Yochel. Yechel Ksiv. Mashma Adam Echad. Ochel Bebayit Echad. Velo B'Shnei Batim. Aval Gabi Ochlim Harbe. Ksiv Bebatim Harbe. That's how he learns. Hashamish Shayu Tzolu. Tzolu V'Shechach. He's very hungry and he forgot. Especially Erev Shabbos, right? He's hungry and he forgot. So hechnis kizai l'tok piv. He just put the kizai in his piece without thinking. V'uayin nimna lav. And he's counted on it. That's his place. Im pekeach umameli krizav mimenu v'im yamod misham shuva lo yachav. If he's standing there anymore, he can't eat in any other place. Melami, this is Rabbi Shimon. She'ochel ochel b'shnei makomad yachav d'ksiv b'kra. Ochel chad echad mi'ochel echad. It's going on the eaters. You might thought they could mean in two chaborot. Tamaloma b'vayit echad yecha. The kisav yish ein lamikra. He holds that the ein lamikra yeachel it should be in is a pesach kai. Velo agavri. It's not going on the person. It's going on the pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda learns that you could read it yochal, which is going on the person. So that's where it all starts from. This machloket. This is a machloket in. I think in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they bring down like five or six places where this machloket goes on in the beginning of the second. Aval gav, kolomer, eker techilas achilaso tiye bechabor ech. Let's be with one chabor, velo yitchalak l'shtei chabor. That's the way Rabbi Shimon learns. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that says you can break up in two different groups, but not into two different places. Aval gav, ibo yikai mehacha, if the man wants to eat in one place and go to another place, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no hakpada from the Torah. The ikkah is where you start off in one chabor and not breaking up into two. As it says, to eat the pesach lo yachel al gavra. Now Rashi's going to say that there's a different way of learning this, and he's going to reject it. But he brought it down anyway. V'ani shamati. I heard from, I guess his teachers, or heard from somewhere, I don't think it's from his teachers, but we're going to see how he's going to reject it. V'ani shamati chiluf. I heard that you could do this the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda sove yesh eim l'mikra v'bayit echad v'lo b'shnei makomet. Rabbi Shimon sove yesh eim l'misora shemasa onklus hager b'chabor achada. And the misora would come from Uncles, the way he learns it, yit achel, which is going on the person, about ashnei makamad lo kapi. Vekashali, even though there are those that learn like this, it's very difficult to me, liyamu, to say that. Delo shemati misor kizeh. He obviously didn't get it from his rabbanim, his rabbeim. Because he never heard a misor kizeh, even though there are those that want to say this, he didn't get it directly from his misor. Miolam, ever. Yo, the kamalan ki Rabbi Shimon. And not only that, we're going to possibly have Rabbi Shimon in Yesh Ein L'mikra. We go after the way the pasuk is written. Sevir Leit Shemaiti, Kamaiti, there's an Hedrin. There's four times a Hedrin. V'od, Lishna Debraisa, Dekai, Daiki Kavada, Degabi Chabor, Nekat Pesach, Nechal, V'lo Nekat Shtei Chabor, Ochli Loto. Dekabi Makom, Nekat Ha'ochal, Ochal, V'lo Nekat Pesach, Nechal. Hilcha Kita Shrinim, Bebaitecha, Yeachel, B'mikra, A Pesach mashma v'mutei chabor, meaning you could can't be in two different places. Ki d'shin yachal agarvei mashma v'mutei makoma. That's the way Rashi finished off, the way that we have and the way we explained it. So again, when it comes down to it, Rabbi Yehuda says you could have two break up into two groups with one Pesach, but not into two places. Rabbi Shimon holds one group, but it can go into two different places. Because now we're going to have two cases that are going to be nafkaminas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Hayu yoshvim, they are sitting. V'nifrasu mechitza b'nehem. And they decided to break up into two groups, and they set up a mechitza between the two of them. Oh, so that's an optimina. L'divri omer pesach nechal b'shnei chaparot. The one that holds you could split up into two groups, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Ochli, fine, so you put a mechitza down, there's no problem. As long as you didn't change your place, my seat didn't change, I can make it a situation where I'm in two different groups. L'divri omer ein pesach nechal b'shnei chaparot. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it says that you cannot break into two groups. Ein ochli. Once you put up the mechitza, you can't eat it. Second case, hayu yoshvim. They're sitting, and there was a mechitza between them, the nistalka mechitza b'nehem, and the mechitza was now taken down from between them. L'divri omei achal ochal b'shnei makomot ochli. Now it seems like a whole nother place, as Rashi's going to explain. You could eat. L'divri omei eino ochal ochal b'shnei makomot. Before it seemed like one place, and now the avir completely changed. It's like two places. Ein ochli. Rashi, v'nifta mechitza b'nehem garsinan, hayu yoshim chabor echad. There's one group, the ochlin pesach echad, and they're eating one pesach, and nifasa mechitza b'nehem, and they put up a mechitza between them, v'yosim shnei chabor, they've made into two groups. L'divri my pesach nechal b'shtei chabor, gomri machilason, they can finish off their eating. Alpha gav demand the eitli pesach nechal b'shtei chabor, the alpha gav, even though he says you're not allowed to eat in two different places, it didn't change the place. Since they're not seeing anything they didn't see before, it's the same avir that they saw before. It's not called the makom chadash. But the second place where they were sitting, Beit Chabor, B'shnei Batim, like two different places. The Akhlusham Pischehim, the Nistalkaham Mechitza, the wall fell down or they took down the partition. Yeshkan Avir Chadash, it's called a new Avir. And everybody's now considered a Makam Acher. Vahavi Leke Ochlim, the Makam Harishon, or Besheni, Yilchak Ledibriya, my Ain Ochlim Ochl, Besheni, Beshne Makomot, Ain Ochlim. So Rev Kahana Kaiposhid La Mishpat. He said that that's the pshat. These two cases are the nafkaminas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Omer le Rev Ashi le Rev Kahana v'tiboy la iboy. It should really be left to Shaila. If a mechitza is set up and brought down, does it change the makomot of the chabor? Siluk mechitza, v'yasir mechitza, mihavi kebecha makomot. Does that make it into two places? Or makes it two places, or low. It's not that it's the Enachinami, the Gemara says it, but to say that that's the exact nafkamina between the two of them, it shouldn't be absolute, it should be left as a question. And teiko, it is, it's left as a teiko. Vashi, Pashalei Mishat, Amal Shmu Azu Pshuta. He says this, what we just said before, the nafkamina is Pshuta, Umufreshet, it's absolute. Kamoshi Amu Shiasit Mechitza, also told Shnei Chabor, Silat Mechitza, also told Shnei Makomot, Philom is Sfeikah Lei Bahamidi. He didn't have any Sfeikah with it, with the Mechitza coming up or down, if it makes it enough between Rabbi Yehuda or and Rav Shimon, Rav Ashi says it does. Okay, two dots. We're finishing off Ketzat Solin, which would be considered, I would assume everybody here feels it, a more difficult parak in Shas. It's finished off with nice, easy material at the end. The Mishnah said at the end, Hakala hofecher et paneah. The Kala turns her face from she's has bush from being with the men over there, and even though she's eating with one group, she turns her face. It's allowed. But since anyway you could eat with two groups, if she turns her face and it looks like she's not with the group, she's facing a different direction, it's not a problem. My timer, what's the reason? Because she has modesty to her. Now this Rashi is interesting, and this brings up a very interesting halachic shaila. Rashi says, "Mipnei shehi bosha le'echa le'eni ha'anashim." Rashi says she was embarrassed to even in front of people. Al yedei shemistalkim ba. They're still looking at her, and she's modest. She's a fresh collar, I guess she's wearing beautiful jewelry, whatever the fact is. She doesn't like the fact that men are looking at her, and therefore she turned away. Now, Rav Moshe has a phenomenal shaila on this. He was asked the shaila, and it's one of the Yesod Tshuvas, can one have a mixed chasana? Meaning, can you have tables that have men and women sitting at it, at a chasana? They didn't ask. Should you, what should you do in that? Because that we already have a Meforish Gemara and Masechet Sukkah mentions a great tikkun they made in the base of Mikdash. What was the great tikkun? They separated the men and the women, and they learned from a Kal V'chomer, a pasuk that talks about a hesed, where a funeral was going on in the morning, and yet the men and the women were separated. How much more so a place where there's levity that you should separate them? But the person wanted to know, is there an isser? Should he stand up and say, you cannot have mixed tables? And Rav Moshe brings down our sugya here, and this is his source sugya for it, and he brings down this Rashi. He says, Lacha le'eni anashim. It doesn't say in front of her brothers and her father or her chassan. It says in front of people. He says it's poshut from the Gemara that there was other men. When you had your group, even though you could split into two chaboras, but it wasn't separated into men and women chaboras. She was sitting at a table with other men who were noticing her, and she felt not good about it, and she turned it. So Rav Moshe brings from this Gemara over here, it's clear that there's not an Issa. That you see from the times of Chazal, that men and women were able to sit with each other in the same chabor. I actually saw them bringing it down because there's a, not with Moshe, but other people went down, there was an Indian at one point that you could be mistachel at the kallah to see how beautiful she is to comment on her, but we don't do that anymore. So there are those who want to say that this Gemara must have been before that we don't look at the kallah anymore and mistachel and say how beautiful the kallah is in front of the eyes of this. It was like a praise to the chosin that everybody was noticing how beautiful his collar was. That's what they brought down to take care of that stockless issue. Oh, let me get out of it like that. Okay, a little ma'isa that happened. Rav Huna, there's a lot of halachas that are brought out from this little ma'isa. Rav Huna braid Rav Nassim. He's equally the base with Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He happened to go over there. Amulei Mashimcha. Ma'ashimcha, what's your name? Omalu Rav Huna. He said it with the title of Rav. Oh, they heard he was a chashva person. Amu Nasiv Ma'apurya. Oh, so you could sit on the special beds we have, not like the common folk that will sit on a bench. Apurya. Yatif. So he went in and he sat down. It's like he took honor for himself. Yahavle Kasa. They Kasa. They gave him something to drink. Kabli Bechad Zimna. He took it. After the first time they offered him, he didn't say no thank you. He took it immediately. The shti betrayed Zimni, and when he drank it in two gulps. V'lo ahada apya, and he did not turn his face away from them when he did it. So they were confused by these hanhagas. So they started asking on it. Amulei mai taima karit lach Rav Huna. Why did you call yourself Rav Huna? Why did you say that your name is a Rav? Amulo bala shemani. That's my name. Let's just see Rashi up to here. So Rashi's going to fill us in some information. My timer in Rashi, lama la lahalpa paneo, my orcha v'achi, they saw all these things, what's going on? Sorry, that was the case. Yativ, he sat down. Umita makom ha-save, chashuvimi. The mita is a place where the chashuvim sat, leaned. The katana yoshim agabi salt slivinoi, that's mabe chashivas. See, then he came in, they didn't know who he was, but he acted with chashivas. Yativ, just said that. Kabli b'chad zimna v'lo sarv. He didn't refuse. Achi v'atzubo until he said, no, take it. Shtia betrayed zimna. Efsikbo, he took a little pause in between drinking. V'lo ahad yapi l'tzad acher. Eva shata l'neim. He just drank it in front of them. So the first thing they asked him was, why did you say your name was Rav Huna? Bala shemana. He says, that's my name. Miketanusi. from when I was younger, Kakarim Li Rav Huna. I've been called Rav Huna for a while. Now this is a very interesting shaila that's brought up. At what point does a person say, my name is Rabbi Ploni? Right? Because it could seem like Yehara. I remember I had the personal experience when I worked for yeshiva, and therefore I had to do official business. The first time I had to call up another yeshiva about a person, someone said to me, when you pick up the phone, they say, no, I was doing it at the place, you have to say that this is Rabbi Varon. Okay, and it was so funny, like, you know, I felt the Yehara, like it wasn't right away. At what point can a person say that he's Rav Huna? So he said, they asked him, well, why did you say Rav Huna? He says, everybody knows when we're a little person. So the Meiri learns over here, when a person is Mifursam, like Rav Lef, right? Rav Lef, when he picks up the phone, he should pick up saying, this is Rabbi Lef. Because everybody knows he's the Rav of the Makom and he's a Mifursam person. When someone's Mifursam, there isn't any problem of Yehara, it's allowed to be done. The thing is, I sometimes call big people, what? He doesn't say that. Okay? So maybe he feels different. We'll ask him how he learns this tomorrow. Okay, I know recently I called a very large Rav that everybody knows, and he picks up just saying his last name over there. Okay, but a Rav that's Mifursam, he could introduce himself as Rabbi Ploni. I once had to call a conservative rabbi, and I said him by Mr. And his wife picked up, oh boy, was she upset. Rabbi, so-and-so. I guess they don't have the dinner of Yehara, I don't know.
Rabbi and Rav is two things.
Yeah, that's true. Depends how you spell it. Okay. Next one. My time ki amu lecha nesi, when they said for you to sit, aporia, yeah, so why did you sit? Omer lehu, he said to him, kol ma shiom lecha bayit yasach chutz mitzei. Anything the Baal HaBayit says, you should do, except if he tells you to leave. Okay? Yeah, this Gemara is very easy, you'll see what happens. So that's what he asked them, and that's a halacha. And it's an interesting halacha, and of course there's a lot of Gemara. I just saw an interesting, they bring down the Haktama to the Bir HaGva in Shulchan Aruch. The Haktama was written by the children of the Gva. And they brought down to let their father show how great their father was. He was medactic on every single chazal possible. They chose this one. That everybody knows that the Gvor in his youth, he took exiles on himself. He wandered around, and he ended up at someone's house, and someone told him to eat. And he had a bad stomach, and he ate, and he went outside and threw it up. And he went back, and the person says, eat more. And he went outside, and you know, one time with the tell this is what he threw over here. He says the Gemara Pesach, he says, go my shama look up all the pies, yes, whatever he said, I did over here. Okay, not everybody is mitzvah, is the Gvor on all aspects of mitzvah, but there is an inyan that it's really brought out, if you have special chumras on yourself, that is, you know, your personal chumras for precious, and someone asks you to do something of Baal HaBayis, you're allowed to go over your chumras for the sake of the Baal HaBayis asking. Now this chutz mitzei, except for he tells you to leave, has parentheses around it, and it's just a big tumult. Is this part of the halacha or not, if he tells you to leave? So the Sfas Emes brings down a very interesting way to understand the Gemara. He said that halacha originally was, it never said chutz mitzei. The original chazal was, whatever the Baal HaBayis says, do, even if he says to leave. He says, except for there was a maisa with kamsa or bar kamsa, that one kamsa told bar kamsa to leave, and he embarrassed him terribly, went down and the whole base of Mikdash was destroyed because of the maisa over there. He says, after that, the chazal changed the chazal, and they added chutz mitzei. Meaning if someone tells you to leave and they embarrass you, you don't have to leave. And he says that's historically. So both geuses are right. The original geuser was Kol Ma Shiyom Elecha Baal HaBayit Ya'aseh, and after the Maisa of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Chutz Mitzei was put in. Interesting. My Taima, what was the next one? Ki Yehev Lecha Kasa Kibalta Bechad Zimna. You accepted it without even saying, without it being pushed. You could refuse a small a person of stature, but not a big person. For example, if the Rav comes up to someone and says, Daven at the Amud, you listen. You don't know, there's a thing that you say once, twice, three times. I know the Gabbayim don't like that halakha, so they have to push people to do it. But if the Rav says no, take the Amud, you don't think, no. You don't have to be Messiah of a Gadol, not to say Chaz HaShalom that the Gabbayim are. But we understand. Rashi. My time came out to Laka Tavis of the table, lay shot of a gabi karkov, a gabi tafto, the haki boy lay shalom, hayim, and hagim kaf, utamilo. It was a wonderment to him. They didn't realize he's talking. Come on, show me the Kabbalah Bayat Asa, Matnit and Hebe Mesechet Derech Eretz, it's a Mishnah Mesechet Derech Eretz. Mesavim Lekatan, Melekabal Divarv, Achif Atzvah. Until he pushes you a little bit. Okay, Mesavim Lekadal. Shekain, and where's the Raya from this? From the Malachim that came to Avram and Lot. Shekain and Malachim Shamali Avram, King Tan said, what Avram said to him, they said, yes, we'll do it. But when the Malachim saw him, they didn't refuse him. Ula Lot, but when Lot said to them, I'm going to keep it welcome, they said, no, we're not going to stay with you, we'll sleep in the street, actually, if I should put me on, until he pushes them. Next one, then he did my time, Shtetzitze betrayed Zimna, why did you drink it in two times? Omelahu detanya, it's a brisa lagabi derech eretz, hashote koso, when someone drinks their kos, the basach, have someone who drinks it all down, guzzles the big gulp over there. Hari is there gargling. He's called gargling? Guzzler. Okay, he's called a guzzler. Shnayim is derech eretz, meaning you have a big cup, you should pause in between drinking and not just drink it down. But derech eretz, okay. Shlosha, but if someone's just sipping over here, he's Megasivua. He's from the Gasivua. My time alola hadra apok. Why don't you turn your face, and this is why we brought down the Gemara. Oh, I guess in those days there's no eggs, that there's a certain busha in eating, therefore when you ate and drank, you turned away from other people. Omelahu kala hofeka tanea tanana. Kala turns her face, but not anyone else. Rebbe Yishmor be Rebbe Yossi, ikal lebe Rebbe Shimon be Rebbe Yossi, ben Lekunya, he went to the house. Yahavu le kasa, they gave him a kasa. Kabli bechadzimna, he took it in one time. And he just drank it down. They said to him, most of all, Amar, Hashot, the cause of Vasachar, how is it gargoyle? It's not considered a guffa. I don't know why I didn't say back to him. I had to tell someone halakha like that. Isn't that a chutzpah? But I didn't say that. Isn't Mar careful in that halakha? Omalahu, when he gives directions, Omalahu, Bekartacha, Katan, when he gave you a small coast less than a kazayat, less than a revius, the yainach, it's not talking about yainach matok, such a sweet drink, the creature of Calvin, someone who is just very big and fat like me. That's what he says. The green Rashi brings down, see? Kalotheke penea tanan, ve'en derecha ish lahafu panah. It's not the derecha, the ish to turn her face. Rebbe Yishmor, but Rebbe Yossi, creature of Calvin, he had a very, very big stomach. Havi kidyamrinu be'asochet apolim. It's mentioned in Baba Metzia. I think they mentioned over there when Rebbe Yishmoel and Rebbe Eliezer, who also had a, if I reach, and Rebbe Eliezer, they were so big, their stomachs were so large, when they stood next to each other and their stomachs touched, I think they bring down like two calves can go underneath them. Okay, they were fat, okay. So he says that it wasn't talking like fat people like me that drink and eat a lot. Obese, thank you. That's the more proper word to use. No one's fat today. We're just obese. Overweight. Okay. Yeah. B'nei Chabor. Okay. Last little piece of more, we finish the parak. This last little piece is not going on Pesach. It's going on the fact that we brought in our Mishnah that there's a waiter, we're going to bring down the halachas of a waiter. It's very interesting. Halacha over here. Omer Rav Huna. B'nei Chabor nichnasim b'shlosha. When three people come for the meal, the yotzim afilu v'echad, when three people come in, that's when the waiter starts. Meaning if the group, let's say there's a group supposed to come, one person comes in, the waiter doesn't have to come in and give them the menu, whatever, two people not. Once three people from the group come in, the waiter, he's paid to serve them, he has to start serving them. But when they walk out, and they don't walk out together, even one person is left, the waiter still has to take care of this last person. Omer Rav, and Rav says no. We're talking about when it came the proper time for them to come. And he also lets them know what their plans are, that we don't stay all together and leave as a group, but we leave one at a time. Rashi. B'nei chavor, lav b'pesach. It's not talking about Pesach, it's just the laws of proper etiquette in eating and dealing with the waiter. B'nei chavor, shamish, hamishamish b'sudal, somebody who's taking care of them. Nichnasim b'shlosha, he enters the scene, three people enter in, la'asteh, but if only one person, or Shnayim, the Seivu, and all the Shamash was Shamash Lame. It's not on him to take care of them yet. He waits till the group starts. The group starts with three. V'yotzim be'achad, kol mi shesai mechila, so kodem, whoever finishes first, im ba'alut seit, yotzim v'yafo pi shekash l'shamash l'shara yechidim and l'shara, even though it's difficult to take care of the last stragglers, he has to take care of them. So we qualify for who the Ali the in the Ali Insha. Shena Achon Me'archiotah. It's not dealing with the last ones are being taking too much time over there. They're basically going in the time scale of the Suda rather the other ones left early. Mishasa Suda Yahari become the Kanisan Lo Yimaru La Azid Kidei Liyakh Shamish Adzman Gamashasa Suda. For who the Vagish for who the Ali, but you should also let him know that this is the way that you're eating. Shahodil Shamish Zed Darkam Latsehad Vakan Latisha Tareya Khullo Lishamish Ayakim. You have to let the waiter know that, by the way, when we finish, people are gonna leave and there might be one or two left over. Alma Ravina the Nodim Shardami. The ones who stay over have to give him a tip, an extra tip over here. You have to pay him money. But Sarika Aqua and Lahosi Dami, and the last one who's straggling has to add extra money. That's not the way we do things. You don't have to give the tip. If you have to do it, and the luck is not like him, you don't have to. I guess the minhag is that we do. And the hajj and the luck kids have told.